I'm going to move back and forth a bit because I know we have pillars all throughout the church in our beautiful cathedral. So it's a wonderful place to pray and celebrate the Lord's gift to us of his love. We heard in the scriptures today from the book of Malachi, you know, why have you broken your covenant with each other? And he's really talking about the relationship between each of the different Hebrews, or at the time, the Jews. So sinfulness. And then in Paul's letter, we hear at the very end of it to take on the Word of God, to let the Word of God enter our lives such that that's what drives our lives, to let the Word of God truly guide us and lead us. And that draws us really into the gospel today. And we hear St. Matthew telling us that Jesus had a moment of challenge with the Pharisees and the scribes, and he was very pointed with them, and he said to the people, do what they tell you, but don't do what they do, because it's really, no, I don't want to say do, that would be really bad. Take that off of the thing. So don't do what they do. And he gave one of the examples, and I don't know if you caught it. It's they widen their phylacteries. I'm not going to ask a show of hands of who knows what a phylactery is, okay? But it's good man. You get cookies tonight. So it's a special little box that they would keep the Word of God, and it's usually here, right on their foreheads. And so by Jesus saying they widen their phylacteries, you're looking at a box like this on the foreheads. So they're saying, we are people of the Word of God, and we got it down, we're good, and you're not. In our language, I'm going to heaven, and you're going to burn. That's what they're saying. And Jesus said to us, really, in a special way, he says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Now, that ought to give us pause. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And whoever humbles himself will be exalted. It's a really a powerful statement. And it's one that really cuts to the heart, all of us, in a special way. And as we're gathered here to celebrate the Lumen Christi Awards and all the blessings that you brought into your parishes and your pastors wanting to honor you, those words echo in our ministry. Jesus saying to us, it's not about exalting ourselves. So it's not about us. It's about him. And it's about his ministry and service to us. A couple little examples. When I'm with families and stuff, I'm fairly observant. And I appreciate the meals and stuff. They're wonderful. And I do accept meals, by the way, so I'm not going to push that. But I do accept meals. But we had an occasion when two of the little ones were fighting over a toy. And this one's for the little ones in the church right now. And they were fighting over a toy, and one of them was saying, mine. Those magic words, mine. And the other one was saying, no. And it ended up being quite a challenge, so the parents had to step in. And so we get to that gospel. Whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. So the word mine, little ones, is not who God is calling you to be. Even if it's difficult, God is calling you to share your toy. It's a simple thing, but it really is a moment in which God is saying to you, little ones, that you need to love your brother and sister, or love your neighbor, whoever it is that's with you, and to share your toys together. And then our teenagers that are here, it's really those moments in your life when you're really not sure. Because it's those times when you grow and you're trying to figure out who you are, trying to find out which direction in your life you need to go. That's when you need your parents the most. Or if you're with your grandparents or your guardians, whoever it is, to share your life with them. To share your life with them. That running into your room and locking your door and playing your stereo ain't gonna do it. That's from Texas, by the way. To let the love of God really pass to you through your parents and your guardians and your grandparents. And to us as adults, and especially those of us that have been in ministry in the trenches, you know sometimes it's a challenge. And you know sometimes it can also seem like a burden or a real struggle. I remember one wonderful lady. She was 93, and super active. And she was an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. And she had a list of people that she would bring communion to. So one morning, she was at the area of the altar. We were getting the Blessed Sacrament for her to take out. And she just simply said, "I'm going to go take communion to the old people." I love that. That was wonderful. Wonderful. What a sign of God's love pouring forth. So I call you into the ministries that each of you have been in. This is both for the Lumen Christi Award winners, but also for those that are Joe and Mary Catholic. And the ministry you do to one another, and the ministry that you do in your families, the ministry that you do at work, the ministries you do at school. And I call you to those moments and to do a little bit of meditation on the words of Jesus in the gospel. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled. Whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. Are we lifting up the name of Jesus, or are we lifting up our name? It's a good question. I know myself, as I entered this gospel as bishop and wearing all of these things that you wear, the kids asked me, "Where do you get this?" I said, "The Holy Father." And he said, "That's cute. What's his number?" So really and truly, the invitation is to let the love of Christ be poured forth in our ministry. That's what comes forth. And it's wide open. That's how we empty ourselves and at the same time are filled. Because I don't know about you, but it sure is a good feeling when somebody receives the anointing of the sick and they are healed. And you go, "Lord, wow." Or when you visit somebody that is sick, or St. Vincent de Paul, or wherever it is, the school. It's a wow moment. But it's a moment when we really are emptying ourselves and letting the love of Christ speak for us. Let's pray for that grace of humility during this Eucharist.